Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the 76ers snapped a three-game losing streak by downing the Rockets 118-113. The Magic drubbed the Knicks 107-89. The Hawks bested the Celtics 122-114. And Bradley Beal made two free throws with 0.1 seconds remaining to lift the Wizards over the Nuggets 130-128. In women's college basketball, Quinnipiac ripped Siena 84-63. Fairfield outscored Iona 63-56. And number one UConn destroyed St. John's 77-32. On the men's side, Quinnipiac defeated Iona 74-70. In tennis, Naomi Osaka has again denied Serena Williams an opportunity for a record-tying 24th career Grand Slam singles title. Williams couldn't quite get it done, playing well in stretches but making too many mistakes in a 6-3, 6-4 victory by Osaka in the Australian Open semifinals. Osaka will take on American Jennifer Brady in the final this Saturday. Brady reached the finals for the first time with a 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 win over Karolina Mukova. On the ice, the Panthers edged the Hurricanes in overtime 4-3, the Maple Leafs beat the Senators 2-1, and the Canucks routed the Flames 5-1. Jacob Trouba's broken thumb will keep the Rangers defenseman out of action for 4 to 6 weeks. In MLB news, the Padres have reportedly locked down their top player, Fernando Tatis Jr., to a 14-year, $340 million package that will keep the shortstop with them until he's 35 years old. It'll be the longest contract signed in MLB history. And Tim Tebow is retiring from baseball after 5 years and three minor league seasons, all as a Mets outfield prospect. The 33-year-old Tebow spent 2019 at AAA Syracuse, batting .223 with 18 homers and 107 RBIs in 287 minor league games. I'm Jesse King.